Up next, we've got the latest hit from Veeam. It's climbing charts everywhere, and soon it's going to climb right into your heart. Here it is.
Well, dang. Ransomware had my data all jacked up. If only I had secure backup. Then I met you, Veeam, AWS backup dream team. Yeah.
Good morning, AWS, and welcome to the AWS Morning Brief. I'm cloud economist Corey Quinn, and this is the AWS Morning Brief. A bit of news before we begin. Charlie Bell, the SVP of basically everything at AWS that plugs into a wall, has left after 23 years. It's impossible to overstate just how significant he was to the entire operational fabric of AWS. That's kind of amazing in many respects. Also, it's worth pointing out that Reinforce, AWS's security conference, was canceled less than 2 weeks out because apparently there's a pandemic on. Today we all learned. Now let's find out what happened last week with AWS. Amazon Code Guru Profiler adds recommendation support for Python applications. This is an upgrade. The previous recommendations were all, we recommend that you rewrite this in Java so we can profile it for you. Amazon RDS Proxy can now be created in a shared virtual private cloud VPC. We don't talk nearly enough about the RDS Proxy. It's pretty awesome. Take a look. AWS Glue Data Brew now supports logical conditions as transformations. That's right, just for you, AWS Glue Data Brew does Booleans too. Now enable auto-approval of change requests and expedite changes with AWS Systems Manager Change Manager. Like a naive fool, I would have solved this by not using Change Manager. New AWS Solutions Implementation, AWS Innovation Sandbox. This provides a bunch of guardrails and controls around a sandbox account in your AWS org. When it comes to controlling for surprise bills, there's no mention of it. In that sense, this is more of an AWS innovation litter box. Gain 3x higher Oracle Rack database performance on Amazon EC2 with R5B instances and GP3 storage. Okay, I've read this article twice, and I still don't know what it's 3x faster than. It's either previous generation EC2 and EBS configurations, or what hardware are we imagining you're running in your crappy data center? Chaos testing with AWS Fault Injection Simulator and AWS Code Pipeline. This is a great way to integrate an AWS service that actively and intentionally breaks your environment with the Fault Injection Simulator. Building a real-time customer sentiment email notification system using Contact Lens for Amazon Connect, Amazon EventBridge, and Amazon Simple Notification System. Someone really needs to try to send some of my newsletters through an email sentiment analyzer and then report back. A deep dive into Bottle Rocket ECS Updater. This seems nifty, but the prerequisites keep Bottle Rocket perennially on my someday pile. Implement Oracle GoldenGate High Availability in the AWS Cloud. Remember, Oracle is terrible and you should never use it, but if you do use it, you should absolutely use it on AWS, where it's a first-class citizen. Is that it? Is that the talking point? Filtering internet traffic from Amazon Workspaces. Ooh, I can use this to keep my Amazon Workspaces users from emailing me. How to configure Amazon Workspaces with Windows and Docker. AWS. When your powers combine, I am a site-wide outage that will take days to resolve. Using AppStream 2.0 as a hardened and auto-scaled bastion host. This is incredibly novel as far as AWS content hacks go. It's a link to their desktop and application streaming blog. The post is a single paragraph pointing to a recently published post on the AWS security blog, and that post that it links to is 13 months old. Look, I adore the idea of resurfacing older content. Everything is new to someone. I just have to imagine that there are more effective ways to do it than whatever the hell this is supposed to be. But then again, here I am talking about it, so there's that. This episode is sponsored in part by our friends at Chaos Search. You could run Elasticsearch or Elastic Cloud or OpenSearch, as they're calling it now, or a self-hosted Elk Stack. But why? Chaos Search gives you the same API you've come to know and tolerate, along with unlimited data retention and no data movement. Just throw your data into S3 and proceed from there as you would expect. This is great for IT operations folks, for app performance monitoring, cybersecurity. If you're using Elasticsearch, consider not running Elasticsearch. They're also available now in the AWS Marketplace if you'd prefer not to go direct and have half of whatever you pay them count toward your EDP commitment. Discover what companies like Klarna, Equifax, Armor Security, and Blackboard already have. To learn more, visit chaossearch.io and tell them I sent you just so you can see them facepalm yet again. Introducing public builds for AWS CodeBuild. This is a key feature that brings something that's been missing from CodeBuild's build runs. Public ridicule for your terrible code. Executives as pilots, that's the title. Executives as pilots. This kind of explains why so many quarterly earnings calls are the financial equivalent of slamming into the side of a mountain. Zero performance compromise. Gearbox Entertainment goes remote with AWS and Perforce. Gearbox is now the second reference customer for Perforce. The first, of course, is my friend J. Paul Reed. Seriously, despite living in San Francisco, the both of us, we first met years ago at DevOps Days Tel Aviv. I was giving a talk on Git, and he was sitting in the front row, angrily toying with his Perforce-branded water bottle. We've never quite gotten past that. Attendee matchmaking at virtual events with Amazon Personalize, from the machine learning blog. Useful information from a company that apparently views expensive strategic conferences as being in-person or bust. AWS needs to spend a bit more time gargling its own champagne on this one. Celebrate 15 years of Amazon EC2 with Twitch livestream events. When are these events? Why, on the same days as Reinforce was scheduled for. You probably already knew that one was coming. Keeping clients of OpenSearch and Elasticsearch compatible with open source. From the AWS open source blog. Look, I hate to do it, but it's very hard not to side with AWS here. If keeping users from accidentally experiencing breaking changes was the actual goal Elastic was focusing on, there would be an override parameter to let those users proceed at their own risk. Whatever Elasticsearch was, it's clearly no longer open source as we understand it. And finally, register to experience the AWS Summit online. Register to experience the AWS Summit online for the Americas on August 24th to 26th of this year. Attend the AWS Online Summit, which has been scheduled for months to be on the same days as Reinforce was. But yes, it was just COVID that led to the Reinforce cancellation. It had nothing whatsoever to do with the fact that Amazon's Security is Job Zero conference was clearly not a strategic priority. And that's what happened last week in AWS. I'm cloud economist Corey Quinn. Thank you for listening, and please continue to make good choices.
This has been a Humble Pod production.
Stay humble.